Hi there. The word for today is on four categories of desire. In Proverbs 13, verse 12, Solomon writes, "A longing fulfilled is a tree of life." For the next few days, let's look at some of our most common desires and see what we can learn. First, material desires. In Acts chapter 16, verse 14, it talks about Lydia, who was a businesswoman who dealt in textiles. Now think about this. She was one of Paul's first converts to Christianity. Can you imagine what it must have taken for a woman to succeed in business in that male-dominated society? And she was so successful that she owned her own home, and it was large enough to become the meeting place for the first church in the history of Europe. Remarkable, isn't it? Of all the religious edifices built over the centuries, Notre Dame, Westminster Abbey, the Sistine Chapel, the first church was in the home of this Christian businesswoman. Now, if your desire to make money chokes out your generosity, causes you to live in debt, or creates chronic dissatisfaction, it's wrong. And it's time for you to reevaluate what you're doing. But making money, creating good products, and keeping people employed, those are God-glorifying things. You say, how do you know that? Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says it is God that giveth thee power to get or create wealth. Have you ever wondered why you enjoy tinkering with engines or working with your hands, maybe on computers? It's because you were made in the image of a creative God who engineered this unbelievable cosmic machine with forces and energy so transcendingly mind-boggling that people devote entire brilliant scientific careers to understanding even a tiny bit of it. So whether you're mechanically, artistically, or scientifically oriented, it's spiritual, and it counts. The Bible says in Psalm 35, verse 27, the Lord has pleasure, pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And when your desire for material success is to glorify God and bless other people, then God will help you to succeed. Okay? That's the word for you today.